We'll be right back. Greetings, Tom D here, coming at you with another shot of the hard stuff. If you came looking for a fat slice of old school heaviosity, then you came to the right place, my friend. So strap on your air guitar, turn your iPod up to 11, and let's get down to it. We kicked off the festivities tonight with a track from an Austrian gentleman who went by the name Zacharias. And the track we heard was called Country Out of Reach. It's the opening cut from Zacharias' self-titled 1971 LP, released on the Darum label. Zacharias spent a brief period in the UK where, working with a crack team of British musicians, he managed to record this one album before he had to pack it in and head back to Austria. Now we're heading down to Southern California to hear from a group that named themselves after their hometown outside of San Diego, Jamul. I'm going to play something off Jamul's self-titled 1970 LP, a track called All You Have Left Is Me.
You can climb a mountain,
Yeah, some high-energy Detroit rock and roll. That was Salem Witchcraft with their 1971 single, Rock and Roll Lover. These guys only released a handful of singles in the early 70s, but they were very active on the Detroit scene for most of that decade, often opening shows for high-profile acts like Kiss, Ted Nugent, and Aerosmith. Up next, we're going to hear from the Connecticut-based outfit, Yesterday's Children. We're going to hear a track from their self-titled 1969 LP, the song Evil Woman.
You evil woman.
Was the group Steeplechase with their song Wrought Iron Man from their 1970 LP Lady Bright. These guys were based in New York City and they recorded this album at the Juggy Sound Studio with Mr. Eddie Kramer at the controls. We're over to the UK now to hear from the group Bronco. We're going to hear a cut from Bronco's 1971 LP Ace of Sunlight. Singer Jess Roden sounds a bit Robert Plantish at times on this track. It's a song called Woman.
that stuff.
Was the San Francisco-based outfit Hammer with Something Easy from their self-titled 1971 LP on the Atlantic label. Apparently, these guys got a big leg up from Bill Graham, who set them up with a couple high-profile gigs at both his Fillmore East and West venues, which led to their signing to Atlantic. They recorded a second LP for Atlantic, but it was never issued, and the band broke up soon afterward. As I mentioned in my last podcast, I'd like to put together an all-request episode of The Hard Stuff, featuring music suggested by all you folks listening out there in cyberspace. I'm hoping you guys can come through with some good requests. You can suggest an artist you'd like to hear something from, a specific song, or simply request to hear more from an artist that we've already heard on the show. So give it some thought, and post a request at my website, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. And now we're going to hear from a gentleman who's a bit of a mystery. He called himself Whiskey David, and he may have been from Scotland. All I know is that he released one LP and one single on the German record label Ariola. We're going to hear a track from his 1974 album Rusty Rock, a song inspired by the man's beverage of choice, Whiskey.
Whiskey is my name. And drinking my game. Slipping and sliding at night with only myself to put right.
Was the German quartet, Corporal Gander's Fire Brigade, with Hey You, from their 1970 LP, On the Rocks. Soon after the release of this record, the group changed their name to Wind and continued on to release two more albums. Now we leave Germany and head over to Stockholm, Sweden, to hear from the group Rag I Ryggen, with a track from their self-titled 1975 LP. The song, Naked Man.
Thank you. Give it.
From Manchester, England, that was Stackwaddy with Love Story from their self-titled 1971 debut LP. The singer of this group, John Nail, apparently had the charming habit of assaulting audiences with beer bottles if he felt they were unappreciative. Right before Stackwaddy, we heard an Israeli quintet called Jericho Jones. The song Freedom, from their 1972 album, Junkies, Monkeys, and Donkeys. The group later shortened their name to just Jericho and released one more LP after this one. Well, it looks like we're reaching the end of another exciting episode of The Hard Stuff. I hope you dug the music as much as I did. As always, I love hearing your thoughts on the music you heard here, so feel free to share your comments on the show at my website, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. We're going to close the show tonight with a suitably heavy number from a group of Texans who called themselves Ciampi. We're going to hear a single that the band released in 1970, an uplifting little ditty called Almost in the Hole. Until next time, this is Tom D saying, make mine the hard stuff.
National Speedway, the grand opening of the fall drag racing season.
Here come the nitro-burning funny cars.
From Corpus Christi, Texas, driving his flip-top Mercury Cougar funny car, Texas champion Bob Veselka in the Corpus Cougar.
From Philadelphia, the supercharged 426 Dodge Charger of Al Graber, Tickle Me Pink.
From Miami, the ground-shaking supercharged Plymouth Barracuda, Illusion.
From Detroit, the supercharged Chevrolet Camaro funny car, The Stroker.
From Connecticut, Al Hanna's supercharged Plymouth Barracuda, The Yankee Peddler.
From New York, the nitro-burning Mercury funny car, The Hole Shot.
From Long Island, the supercharged Chevelle, The Patriot.
From Detroit, the supercharged Mustang funny car, The Superstang.
Located at Sunrise Highway, exit 56, Center Moriches, funny car racing begins at 2 p.m.
Sunday
afternoon at National Speedway.